Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we'll talk about the primaries later in the show, but I want to start off on a positive note. It gives me confidence. When you hear about politicians, you get despondent. When you meet real people like our first guest here, Brigadier General Dick Abel, who has done so much and continues to do so much for our country, and with focus on the youth of America, a coach, a public affairs professional for the Air Force and the Joint Chief of Staff. And he's the author of three books. Maybe it's four. I don't know. One and two. We'll find out. We're going to talk about the DNA of leadership. And listenership is all about people. That's the first one. His other books are Vector Corrector, Volumes 1 and 2, and Football, Flying, and Faith. These books are published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Dick, thanks for all your great service, for what you've done for America and continue to do. It's great to hear from you.
Well, Stu, it's an honor to be on your show. I have a passion now and this time in my life to make a difference and help people become leaders of character, integrity, values, and ethics. And my writings basically reflect the passion that I have in my life.
I'd like to ask you about the difference of leadership in our military and our own country and our civilian population. Is this a distinction in terms of your definition between the two?
Well, I come at it a little bit different than others. Having worked all of my military career, which was 30 years, and then with the U.S. Olympic Committee, and then with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and then with the military ministry of Camps Crusade, my focus has been on leadership and seeing how other people led, those that were effective, and most of them were, and those that had some shortcomings. And that was really how I developed my leadership. It's all about people, book, and company. And we need it in Washington. You talked about getting into later in the show into the primaries. Well, let me tell you, if everybody would read the DNA of leadership, it would help them, because it would tell them who they really are, not their credentials in governorship or senators or business, but what their heart is. That's where your character comes from. And being a servant leader, it's never about the leader. It's number one in the foundation. It's called the cornerstone. A compassionate leader, a leader of conviction, and not being politically correct. And then a leader of consistency. And then I go into the characteristics of integrity and ends up with love. Love your people.
How about the integration of God and faith into what you do? Is that in today's highly progressive and secular society. That seems to be a very negative extension and a direction. I don't care what your religion is or what your beliefs are. There's an anti-religious sentiment that's going on around this country. What are your feelings about that?
Yeah, I feel very strongly about it. I'm a follower of Jesus.
What are your feelings about that, Dick?
I said I'm a follower of Jesus, and I feel very strong. That's who I am. But I respect the fact that other people do not believe or may not believe like I am. And my role as a person who loves people is to have an impact on them because I love them where they are. And that's what God's word says. Love me, love my people, and I love you. And so when you put it in that context, now the media have the tendency to pick on these things and overdo them. But I there's one little part of the whole Bible, one little sentence, and it's in Colossians 3:25. It says, God does not show favor. If God does not show favor, why should we?
Dick, how does this book, The DNA of Leadership, differ from your other books that you have written?
Well, The DNA of Leadership is really only on the character of the leader, nothing else. And I've been around long enough to know that there's, depending on the job, the venue, et cetera, there are thousands of other things other than character. But if the character of the leader isn't strong, starting in his home and then in his venue, wherever he works or she works, then it's going to fall on the floor. And so character is my passion, and that's what the DNA of Leadership is all about.
Yeah, it's an effort. I hate to use this in analogy, but it's the first one that comes to mind. In sales for years, I was able to translate information and an immediate impact of emotion to motivate people to move forward. Unless the product or the service or the message doesn't have substance, to real substance and benefit to the people listening, it doesn't take hold. You can transmit information and inspiration, but don't basically people have to self-empower themselves, take trust, assimilate it, and be able to cultivate love from within?
Well, I believe that once you know who you are and what you believe in, then that will translate to the people that you're interacting with. And our legacy, we talk a lot about legacy. Our legacy is our family, starting with our family. And I have a big family, lots of grandkids and great-grandkids. And so I used to think that was my legacy. And then as I was doing a writing one day, it just came apparent to me that every person that I meet is part of my legacy. So if I'm in sales and I'm selling a washing machine or I'm selling a car or I'm selling something, a house, my interaction with that potential buyer is where I can have an impact because I love them where they are and I'm interested in them. And I'm interested in what? Serving them. It's not about me. It's about serving them. That'd be pretty good in Washington, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's a whole other. I wish we had time to talk about that. It's all I can say is it's disgusting and disgraceful. You're a former president of Fellowship of Christian Athletes and also a director of military ministry for Campus Crusade for Christ. You've also, as I may have indicated, you've been involved with the Air Force Joint Chiefs of Staff. What has been the most satisfying experience of your life?
I think the Fellowship of Christian Athletes probably stands out the highest, and also very close or on a parallel was working for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Your chain of command is pretty short when you get up to work for the chairman, and I was his special assistant for a couple of years, a little over 2 years, and that was a very growing time. The athletic side, both with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Olympic Committee, were areas that I loved because I was an athlete when I was younger, and I see the impact of coaching, and I still do coaching where I can. Some of it's one-on-one, but I still try to provide some influence, inspired influence, into the lives of young men and women that I interface with.
Any closing comments? We've got about a minute or two, and I know you've done a lot, continue to do a lot, so why don't I turn the stage over to you?
Well, let me just say that the first book was The DNA of Leadership. That's sort of my anchor. The last book, which just came out a month or so ago, Football, Flying, and Faith, is really the story of my life, which I didn't want to write, but a lot of people, to include my wife, very much encouraged me to do it. And it has really resonated very well because I'm a common man that has had an uncommon life experience. And when people read the uncommon life experience that I've had, I brought the POWs back from Hanoi. I led an acrobatic team down in Texas for a little while. I served 3 4-star admirals. I served the chairman. I served the chief of staff and secretary of the Air Force. But most of all, I served, hopefully, my wife and my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in a way that they know that their patriarch loves them dearly, right where they are, and tries to help them along. And that's true for people who work for me. I want to help people.
And I don't care whom this statement offends. My closing remark to you is God bless you for everything you've done out in the military and our civilian society and continue to do. It's an inspiration to know there are people like you out there. Continue your work. There are several books here. The ones we're focusing on are the DNA of Leadership. Leadership is all about people. And the brand new one, Football, Flying, and Faith. These books are written by Dick Abel. And Dick, just an absolute delight having you on.
You to America's America Trends with Dr. Gina is going on the road to CPAC. Join Dr. Gina as she broadcasts America Trends live from CPAC this Thursday and Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific with some of the top names in the world of politics. America Trends, live at CPAC, is sponsored by Gun Owners of America and Liberty HealthShare. To find out where you can watch You to America, visit U2America.com to catch America Trends with Dr. Gina live at CPAC.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
All right, we're back with our next guest. His name is Rony Michelle Joseph. It's spelled R-O-N-Y. He's got a book out, The Great Creator, The Creation and His Creatures. It's published through Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And the first five callers to 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. We'll get a free copy of the book. So call in right now. Mike will take your name and address, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the book. Rony, good morning. Welcome to the show, and tell us an overview of what the book is about and why you wrote it.
Hi, good morning, Stu. Well, let me first say thank you for this opportunity I received to present this book. Let me also say thank you to you readers or listeners to spend some of your time to hear this short presentation. As the law of reciprocity, I expect you send me a warm thankfulness first, and then a warm thankfulness to our great Creator who is behind everything. A thankfulness also to those who helped me put this book.
The roots of this book, they go back. You were, I understand, miraculously saved at birth. Was this book a calling for you?
Yeah, listen, if life is a school, like I said, if life is a school, book is the teacher. If book is the teacher, education must be the goal. If education is the goal, religion and spirituality must be the super goal. So book has a very important role in one's life. Book can help you cutting anything like a knife. When there are pictures and poetry in it, makes it attracted to the readers. So it delivers a pleasant and sure way to the readers. I would like to apologize for the accent. I am a stranger. It makes me, moving from Haiti to the United States, contribute a lot in writing this book. It makes me realizing that everywhere we are, there is a lack of love among us brothers and sisters. That lack of harmony and peace, that lack of sincerity, which is terrible, that feeling of insecurity, which led us think that sometime soon it might be something terrible happened to our world, like that earthquake in Haiti, January 2010. So before darkness becomes obtuse, as I said in the book, it's time to act, to remove it. This book, The Great Creator, The Creation and His Creature, can be a guidance to the reader to cure his Achilles heel by applying Jesus' will and bring to that to our world in New York.
Roni, why did you write this as a in the form of poetry, some prose, and a lot of pictures? Have you always been involved with poetry?
Not really, not directly, but this is like, it's like a soul call. You know, writing this book, it didn't really come from me, you see, because in my childhood, I wanted to write book, but the time and then I was not prepared for that. And now, after this earthquake, I feel the emergency to start writing first as my first book, Haiti's Earthquake, January 2010, God's Manifestation, and the second one, this one, The Great Creator, so that welcomes the feeling, that necessity to spread this message of love that I got from my guru, Tata Sai Baba. So poetry was not really in my mind, but, well, I think everybody is poet. Somehow, somewhere, you will feel it. But it's like hidden in ourselves, you see. So it comes naturally, and then I start to write, and like so many people like it, so I go ahead and continue.
You're president of the Spiritual International Organization. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Sathya Sai Baba. How would you relate your function with the book?
Yes, I was the president only of the center in Haiti, but not the organization. It's an international spiritual organization based in India. And Sathya Sai Baba left his body 4 months after the earthquake in Haiti. So his message was a message of love, peace, and truth to the whole world, that which the 2,000, over 1,000 people went to India, you know, to look for his message. But I draw a lot from his teachings. So once in a while, you might see the book, you might read in the book, his quotations, because that's the same message that Jesus has came to bring us, that message of love. So that peace and harmony, that's the same I'm using for this book.
Roni, you say in the book, this is your quote, can you perhaps be a little more definitive? You say it offers a way back to eternity.
Yes, let me ask just a brief description. This is from the Premium U.S. Review, written by Jennifer Weiss. And it says this way, that she got it, part of it is from the book and the rest is from herself. And the Creator, who is no more, no less than our own soul, his image. It is because of that we think we are eternal. The Great Creator, the Christian and his creatures, is a collection of poetry that encompasses a range of topics. The poems guide the reader through the Creator's grand design at the creation, and through various issues human beings face on a daily basis, such as taxes and finances. The poems draw on the idea that we live dual lives. One aspect of life focuses on God and religion, while the other focuses on earthly concerns like sickness, death, work, money, all this. The collection is broken up into 8 different sections that touch on different issues, such as truth, silence, and prayer. Each poem is accompanied by information from the Bible and Wikipedia, or quotes from other sources. These short paragraphs add a deeper understanding to the poem. Each poem is like a look into the poet's thoughts and ideas.
All right, on that note, I have to thank you. The segment is just about coming to an end. The Great creator, the creation, and his creatures, Roni Michelle Joseph, Ex Libris. Thanks so much for joining us today.
That was 20 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. Real-life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
Okay, be patient, and actually I'm sure this is in many ways an extension of the ideology of the presidential candidates, although you wouldn't know it because we now have a three-ring circus in both parties. But we're going to, I will address last night in our final segment, but right now I'm really happy to have with us Stephen Radelet. He holds the Donald F. McHenry Chair in Global Human Development at Georgetown University. Love Georgetown. His work focuses on economic growth, poverty reduction, foreign aid, and debt. And I could go on and on here. He is the author of The Great Surge, The Ascent of the Developing World, and it's published in hardcover. You can get it through Simon & Schuster. Professor, and I'll call you Stephen, it's indeed a pleasure to have you with us on a subject that, I mean, I just think is critical. Thank you. Let me open by just making the statement, in terms of technology, there's no sense in terms of modern medicine, in terms of all the advances we're making as a society, there's been tremendous progress around the world. But playing devil's advocate here, terrorism, corruption, greed, and I'm not, I guess you can equate that with power, has done a lot to offset the benefits that you talk about in this book. How do you weigh the two?
Well, it's a very good point, but if we look back broadly, take a big picture of progress in the world's poorest countries, which is where my focus is, when you weigh the two, there's really no doubt where the balance has come out in the last 25 years, that there has just been tremendous progress almost everywhere. And yes, there are problems that remain with governance and with corruption and some other issues, but incomes have more than doubled, and the number of people living in poverty has fallen by 1 billion in 25 years. There's been a 75% reduction in child death. It's about a 50% reduction in hunger. I mean, big things of people not starving to death and children living longer and getting access to school have just moved in a huge way in the last 25 years, more than ever before. So, yeah, there are still issues and far from perfect, and there is corruption out there, and there are governments that don't do as well as they should. There's a lot of greed, but the amount of progress amongst the global poor is astonishing in the last 25 years.
I don't know if the causes of poverty are any different than they used to be. A lot of it is just geographical in nature. I mean, if you're born and eating the dirt off the ground in Afghanistan, or you're just right. It's an unfortunate circumstance. But what are some of have the causes changed that create poverty today than they did before? I can think of one right now, the tremendous refugee deportation or immigration from countries like Syria and others. Hasn't that kind of created a whole new world of poverty and despair?
Well, it has, but that's been with us for a long time. We've had refugee crises, we've had war and conflict for decades, and we've had dictatorship for decades, but actually there's much less of it today than almost any time in history. So those big constraints of war and killing people and the worst authoritarian governments are, you are absolutely right, those are the main causes of poverty. Actually, I guess I would say it, those are the main reasons why people don't have the economic and political opportunities. Those old authoritarian governments take it away. But there's much less of it. And I think the long history here starts with you know, centuries ago, colonialism, even decades ago, that really did not give people economic and political power. And then we went through a Cold War stage where we in the United States and the Soviet Union supported a bunch of dictators that also took away people's economic and political opportunities. And finally, in the last 25 years, more people in more countries have at least had basic opportunities to put their kids in school and to open a business and to vote for a leader and to hold them accountable even if they're not perfect. And it's those opening of opportunities that have really created this huge surge in development progress.
Yeah, I don't know if this is contrary to your thinking or in a sense I'm taking a position that is different from yours, but isn't there a case to be made that we are, and I'm just going to give a few examples because we could talk politics forever, that the situation worldwide is worse than ever. It is worse than it's ever been. We are as unsafe as we've ever been, and obviously all of this leads to poverty. We're getting lies from the administration about that, but I want to talk it on an international level. And when you look at the dictatorships that you say have been replaced to democracies, if you look at Mubarak, if you look at Gaddafi, if you go back all the way to Sadat and others, what we've had replace these are worst conditions, which lead to more oppression and pestilence and poverty.
Right. Well, those wouldn't be the examples I would point to because there has not been a shift in those. Those are an authoritarian leader replaced by another or replaced by chaos. But but your first question is this the worst time in history? There's worse, far worse times, and obviously the 1920s and the 1930s and the 1940s where fascism and Nazism were on the rise, and we had the tremendous conflicts around the world. Today kind of pales in existence to that, but even compared to the 1970s and 80s where we had Ferdinand Marcos and the Duvaliers in Haiti and Mobutu and the big men across Africa. Think of Latin America 25 years ago. Basically, every country in Latin America was run by some general or some kind of authoritarian leader. There were no dictatorships anywhere in Latin America except maybe Costa Rica. And now they're all democracies with a few exceptions, not Venezuela, not Cuba, not Haiti. But Brazil is a thriving democracy. Colombia, which was the narco war 15, 20 years ago, is a democracy. Latin America, there are high crime rates now for sure, but 20 years ago they were all at war. El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras were nasty, nasty wars. In the Argentina, we had the generals invading the Falkland Islands. It was a mess 25 years ago, and it's far from perfect now. But Latin America is much better, and that's right. Similar, I think, in other regions of the world, with the big exception of the Middle East.
I have to have you back because I disagree in the sense that I believe with nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and all these groups, the danger is much more pervasive, and it really leads in many ways to perhaps contradict the thesis that we're better off. But I think we'll have to do that on another show because this could go on forever. The book is truly informative, educational, based upon a lot of experience you've had in researching it, The Great Surge, The Ascent of the Developing World by Stephen Radelet. I recommend this as a read for everybody. What do you think are the central talking points or messages in this book, other than the substantive information that you provide, that differentiate it from other books?
Well, part of it is the substance, and then I think the underlying message is because very few books are getting through with the message is that, you know, there are a billion people that have been lifted out of extreme poverty, and that child death has fallen by as much as it has, and that hunger has been cut in half. And HIV-AIDS deaths, we always read a lot about the HIV-AIDS crisis. HIV-AIDS deaths have fallen by a third in 10 years. So there's a lot going on in almost every region in the world, which is quite positive. And I think the underlying messages are that we see the biggest progress where there has been less conflict and less war, and there is actually much less war today than any time in history. We see the biggest progress in countries that have moved from the strong authoritarian governments to something more like a democracy, like we've seen in Chile and in Brazil and in Indonesia, the largest Muslim country in the world. I lived in Indonesia for 4 years when Suharto was there, actually worked in the Ministry of Finance for 4 years, and it's now a thriving democracy with very open and fair elections and making huge kinds of progress. And so the places that have moved like that to a democracy, South Korea, the generals are gone and it's a democracy. Taiwan is a democracy. That's one of the biggest messages, is that when you do give people the chance to choose their leaders and hold them accountable, and when you do give people economic chances to open their businesses and to thrive and to make investments that will pay off, not run by some dictator, that opportunity thrives, and that even the poorest people in the world can take advantage of that and get a rise in their incomes and get their kids in school and be better off.
We look at all of our effects. I think right away the medical establishment, my goodness, how many people walking around with serious conditions, with retina problems, cancer, heart trouble, that the care is so much better. But on the flip side, and I think technology is great, isn't there a downside? Because what we're doing is creating so many jobs that are unable to be replaced by people all around the world, and therefore creating more situations of despair.
Right. So it's a risk. So on technology, we have two sides to it. And overall, the history, as you said, the history is
no, unfortunately, we'll have about 10 seconds.
Yeah, it has been a net positive. But it does, in some cases, it may threaten those jobs. What we have to do is invest in our education, invest in our infrastructure, and create new jobs, as we've done over the years. You know, my children and grandchildren.
I want to thank you so much, Stephen Rattle at the Great Surge.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings because the people he has on that show can change your life.
All right, I want to cover last night, and sorry, we had to wait till the end of the show to do it in the last segment, but that's the way it worked out. So first, let me say there were no real surprises last night. I'm happy to say Ted Cruz did a little better than I expected him to do, but, you know, this is a game of delegates, and based upon that alone, as well as the vote for each of these states, barring the winner-take-all states, Hillary Clinton, unless she's in jail, and I don't know how many times I can say it, boy, I hope she ends up in jail. It'll be for the good of the country. So I'm not sure there's much to talk about there. And if I were giving advice to Bernie Sanders, I'd say it's too late. You should have taken my advice a long time ago. You made your first mistake when you exonerated her from the discussion of the emails, which is a criminal offense. And she's as guilty as can be. Now, I could say allegedly, and I always try to say that until we know, except that it's all there. It's all documented. This is the thing that kills me. When it's documented factual information like this, like the fact that Barack Obama, by his own admission, said he was born in Kenya in his book, they'll ignore it. You know when they won't ignore it? When it's a Republican. Oh, and speaking of the Republicans, this may be the beginning of the end of the demise of the Republican Party. I don't like the Republican Party. I absolutely detest it with feelings of extraordinary negativity towards the Democrats, but I don't like the Republican Party. But the recognition that Donald Trump was a legitimate threat and the recognition that Donald Trump's message was so pungent. Do you know a poll was taken of the people who voted and 6 out of 10 supported putting a ban on Muslim immigration into this country? And I'm one of them. And it isn't because of Muslims. It's because if we don't start vetting people, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. It's politically incorrect to say that, you see. It's politically incorrect. It's politically incorrect to say anything. And I'm sick of political correctness. I don't subscribe to political correctness. I never will. But I still try to maintain a sense of dignity and terms of what I have to say and when I say it. There is a faint hope for Ted Cruz. It's a faint hope. And he would still be my number one choice. And if Trump gets in, I have to wholeheartedly accept him over all of the others as my second choice. And look at the big shot, Mr. Bluster, Chris Christie, standing there like a meek little lamb in back of Trump. I was feeling uneasy and sad for him. Well, I think he wants the job of attorney general. You know, you got to do some you-know-what kissing in order to get it. And Christie is certainly not beneath that. And hey, you know, I've said this many times, if it were attorney general and I could be offered that position and I wanted to do it, I'd probably be behind Trump himself. I'm not going to stand up here and be politically correct and say I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't sacrifice. They were all compromises. And part of the compromise here is, well, I may hate Trump, and I still think he does, but I want to think of my career, my family, and most importantly, I want to be able to be in a position of doing what I think is great for America. Marco Rubio is honestly in denial. I mean, he's in denial, but hey, he's a fighter. I commend him for that. He got blown away last night. So where is the strategy now? I think and forget about Bloomberg as a third independent candidate. It's just whether it happens or not, it will not be relevant. But it's down to the point where Kasich, who's a real loser, who could win Ohio, Rubio, who is a loser and will probably lose Florida. Those are two states, and those two, along with Ted Cruz, should unify somewhere in a back room smoking cigars by saying, if this is what they want, we can't let Donald Trump be president. I mean, a real outsider. Who could be more outside the establishment than Donald Trump? Ted Cruz is outside of the establishment, but like Donald Trump? So people are, and he, you know, he was so statesmanlike and gracious last night. Now, I don't know how long it can last. If he can hold out for 12 days until the next big March primary, but who knows? I mean, there's a part about him that I don't like, as it's unpredictable and at times not the right thing to do. But he hit upon the nerves of almost every decent American in this country. And me too. You know, me too. Build a wall 30 feet high. Don't let people in this country, and put a hold on all immigration until we figure out what's going on before we lose who we are. And we will, if Hillary Clinton gets elected. Be rest assured we will. So they may unify in order to try to force a brokered convention. And now there's talk that maybe Mitt Romney might be brought in around the California primary. He's the world's worst campaigner, and I don't like what he's done against Trump, and he's a member of the establishment. But in the back of my mind, I'm still say, I think about it all the time. If he were president now, instead of Barack Obama, how much better do you think this country would be? And the answer is miles better off. So I have those mixed emotions. I'm disappointed in him as a politician, but as a president, he'd be great. I mean, that's the longest of all shots. Then I'd have an interesting situation in my own mind to deal with. And yes, I did vote yesterday. And yes, I did vote for Ted Cruz. A brokered convention. Possibly the end of the Republican Party as we've known it since George W. Bush. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you it's a little bit scary. I wouldn't vote for Trump along ideological grounds. I think he's more a liberal than he is a conservative. But you notice how the ideologies don't matter? It's not a liberal ideology for Hillary Clinton. It's a left-wing progressive ideology. And she's talking about how she's going to give America more hope. She can't say make America great again. She says it's already great. It's great, but it's heading down in a precipitous fall. And I think one of the best things that could happen is for Hillary to get indicted and go to jail. And if they've got to have all this evidence. I mean, do you know there's been 150 FBI agents working on this? I come on, please, indict her. All right, thanks for listening. I had a good time today. I hope you did. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.